At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In South Florida, ironically only about 25 minutes away from where I live in South Florida on the beach, and tweets it out basically saying that he is done and this is going to be his final retirement. Brady leaves a situation in Tampa Bay that was a little bit in flux, to say the least. We were speculating on whether or not he would end up going somewhere else next year, but no doubt that he goes down as the greatest quarterback of all time. There's no question whatsoever in terms of that. And as far as, you know, sort of, you know, some of the scuttle on social media today saying, hey, maybe this was just a ploy for this movie that's coming out. I know that, you know, former, great actresses are doing this 80 for Brady movie or whatever it's called that comes out Friday. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe there's a chance that he would come out of retirement a second time. I don't really get that sense this time. I think that the way that this season went for him and sort of the way that it ended would lead, I think, most people to believe that while he didn't go out on top, he certainly had a very respectable final season with the Buccaneers. But I suppose the question that we would have to ask ourselves is, if he came back another year and went to another team, this could end up looking pretty bad at the end of his career too. And I don't think that he wanted to go out like that. So fortunately, this indeed is the end. And when you take a look and you see his career statistics, he threw for over 88,000 passing yards, 649 passing touchdowns, 212 interceptions, and 28 rushing and receiving touchdowns as well. So some really incredible stats over the course of his career. And Davis, I think that it goes without saying that from a fantasy perspective, you know, one of the greatest of all time to do it. It's sort of a fading aspect of the game these days, the pocket passer. Now we're looking for guys in fantasy that run a lot more than Tom Brady, but you look at his Super Bowl run with Tampa, you look at his numbers last year with the Buccaneers, and especially those people who play in those super flex two quarterback leagues. I mean, Brady's still very viable in those leagues as well, but it did feel like he stayed around 1 year too much. But who are we to say, and who are we to judge somebody for wanting to continue playing? But seems like the right time to quit, I would say.
I mean, the Brady season that really, there were two seasons, I think, for Brady that really made people money in fantasy. Obviously, it was the crazy Randy Moss touchdown. The 50 passing touchdowns, I think 4,800 passing yards that season. Just they were breaking every single record. And then the other season that really made people a ton of money was that 2020 season, where it was his first season with the Buccaneers. People didn't really know. They're like, Brady, he stunk last year. I think, if I remember correctly, he was the quarterback 12 in ADP that season and ended up finishing as the second highest scoring quarterback total. Evans had a great year. Godwin had a great year. The running back, that was the year Leonard Fournette got cut and then was like a 14th round pick and then was crushing for them. I mean, Brady, obviously, huge intersection with a lot of us in fantasy football because, Craig, what is something that we every person who's played fantasy football knows? New England Patriots running backs, nothing more annoying than trying to figure out Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley and Kevin Falk and all these guys. And obviously Brady had a huge hand in that because Brady is you know, going to be the guy who's like, I'm not playing with this guy. This guy can't play on passing downs. Guy can't keep me safe. Right. You know, guy doesn't know. Danny Woodhead, love that guy. Stephen Ridley, he better not see the field on a third down because he doesn't know the protections, which is always sort of a little interesting intersection.
Yeah, and really had three careers when you think about it, Davis, because at the beginning of his career, he was sort of new, you know, came in after Drew Bledsoe got hit in that game against the Jets. I think Mo Lewis was the guy. You know, Brady went on to win some Super Bowls, and then things faded a little bit. And then, Davis, who comes in the house? It's Randy Moss coming from the at the time, the Oakland Raiders. Looks like Randy Moss's career is over. Not going to be a Hall of Famer, Davis. I mean, this takes us back some time. If you remember, the Raiders got Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss. They thought, oh my gosh, like they're going to be huge. And Moss was a complete bust with the Raiders, goes to New England and has a second career, gets in the Hall of Fame off that. He's not a Hall of Famer, Davis, until that happens with New England. And then he goes on that run. And then, of course, the third run, to me at least, with Tampa Bay. But guys like Wes Welker, let's not forget him. Julian Edelman, let's not forget him. It just seemed like whoever was in the offense, he made into a star. I guess the question that we have to ask ourselves, because we're going to do this pretty quickly moving forward, is, Davis, do you think he'll be a TV star? Do you think he'll be good at this? He's getting paid the highest amount of money that anyone has ever paid to be a color analyst on Fox. I thought Russ Olsen did a really good job. Do you think Brady's going to be good at TV?
I mean, he's pretty personable. I mean, he's basically a movie star. Like, he's so media trained at this point, I would be surprised if he is not good.
All right, fair enough. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Time to take a look at the daily fantasy slate tonight on DraftKings and the National Basketball Association. So stay with us here on the grid as we're off and running here on the show, first day of February. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, with you here on the show. We've got 9 games tonight, Davis, in the National Basketball Association. Good games on the slate. Mostly I see in the Western Conference, it looks like these games are better tonight. And obviously, you know, dealing with injuries in some of these games, I guess that's going to be the paramount question going into the slate.
Yeah, no real marquee game tonight. I guess probably like the best one for playoff seeding is Golden State, Minnesota. We'll see what ends up happening there. Big injury stuff we got to look out for. Joel Embiid, I think, is legit questionable. You know, sometimes we get these guys who are questionable, and it's like, well, you know, LeBron is going to be listed questionable every single day for the rest of the season. I think this is a legit questionable for Joel Embiid against Orlando. I think Trae Young against Phoenix, he's kind of been dealing with the lower body injury. I think that is a legit one. But again, you know, I mean, our long-term absences, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Kevin Porter Jr., those are sort of the ones we know. I guess our candidate tonight for our team that is way too thin that we might have to end up playing multiple guys from is unfortunately probably the most annoying team that it could possibly be. The Houston Rockets are missing both of their starting guards, Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green, against Oklahoma City, and Alperen Şengün is questionable with an illness. He missed two nights ago and then played, so I think he's probably okay, but Houston could be without three of their starters in a good matchup. I don't want to have to play Deshaun Nix, so I hope Şengün plays.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing tonight, and we could go a number of different directions. Obviously, the one that sticks out as he has for the last couple of weeks is Damian Lillard, who's priced tonight at $10,600. But obviously, Kyrie Irving is the highest price, and without Kevin Durant, always a good matchup there. We got a lot of stars tonight: John Morant, 10-4, Steph Curry, 10-3, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 10, and then Anthony Edwards, he's just under $10,000 at $9,800.
Yeah, I mean, Lillard really has been phenomenal. 42, 30, 60, 37 real points the last week. I mean, Damian Lillard doesn't want to go in the play-in. I think probably the Trailblazers are in for a difficult matchup tonight against Memphis. Actually, in that matchup, I probably do slightly prefer Morant to Lillard just for the ownership discrepancy there. But I don't really think any of these high-priced guards are particularly great plays tonight, mostly because I think the mid-range has stronger options. Deontay Murray at 8,500 if Trae Young is limited or doesn't play. And Murray actually has just been, honestly, he's been a little bit better than Trae Young recently. He is shooting particularly well from three, rebounding well. I think the Hawks probably don't love that they traded away three first-round picks to be like the seventh seed in the East. But Murray has, for his part, he has answered his part of the trade. We got a couple of value guys here as well. Doug McDermott eligible at shooting guard. He's playing about 25 minutes a night with Josh Richardson injured for the San Antonio Spurs. Same deal. Isaiah Joe has actually been, the last two games he has closed for Oklahoma City, which means he gets to like 25, 26 minutes. And Isaiah Joe, who was a Philadelphia 76ers G leaguer who was with the big team, got cut, signed by Oklahoma City. He leads the NBA in 3-point percentage right now. So just another classical Sam Presti pickup. And then kind of any given night to me, Malik Monk, he's got the good matchup against the Spurs tonight, but he is, he's so good off the bench for them. And he's 4,500. I mean, granted, any given night, he could give you like 8 DraftKings points, or he could give you 30, but I do like him as a value option tonight.
All right. Well, we have some other options here at forward, too. Of course, Celtics are playing tonight, and the highest-priced player at forward is going to be Jason Tatum, just over 11,000 tonight over on DraftKings. Anthony Edwards, you could play a guard or forward, so he is there. So is Jaylen Brown. Kristaps Porzingis, using him tonight, could be an option. Same with Kyle Kuzma at 8,700. And Lauri Markkanen tonight, 8,400 over on DraftKings, Davis. All right, so let's go through the forwards.
All right, well, I mean, right now, to me, I think Anthony Edwards is basically playing the best basketball of his young career. 57, 62, 46, 52 fantasy points. He's playing like 40 minutes a night. Honestly, I actually, it seems crazy to say this, I think he's enjoying playing without Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, obviously, you'd think like, you'd much rather play with him than Naz Reid or Nathan Knight, but he's getting a little bit extra space, and it's a pretty good matchup for him against Golden State, because I don't think in the regular season they are going to do, all right, Draymond, 38 minutes, let's go get this guy, like shut him down. I think they'll probably just let Clay guard him, and no disrespect to Clay, but he's not the same defender that he once was. So Anthony Edwards, probably my favorite wing play of the night. I think Lauri Markkanen against the Raptors is going to be super popular. I don't know why they price Lauri this way. I mean, 8,400, like, he's having a way better season than Kristaps is, way better season than Kuzma. I mean, the guy's going to be an all-star. He's phenomenal. I think when he's sub 9,000, you sort of have to look at him. I don't love the projections, really, like Paolo Banchero at $6,700 against Philadelphia. I do not like that as much, assuming Embiid plays, because he is going to get nothing against Joel Embiid. Embiid is not going to give up one inch to that dude. And then some of our value options here. Unfortunately, Eric Gordon and a lot of these Rockets, because Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. are not playing. We'll have to look there. Josh Hart, he's going to play a ton of minutes tonight against Memphis. Chris Boucher, sub $4,000 against the Spurs here. Kind of always like Boucher for tournaments. He's sort of like the forward version of Malik Monk in that way. Kyle Anderson starting for Minnesota. He'll probably get some extra power forward minutes tonight against Golden State. And Kevin Huerter, $5,300 against the Spurs in a pretty good spot as well.
All right, now over to the center position. Joel Embiid is the highest priced player on the board tonight. So to use him, you'll have to spend $11,200 tonight on DraftKings. Domantas Sabonis just under 10. Pascal Siakam is 9,400. Porzingis, as Davis mentioned, at 9. Seguin under that at 8,800. And Nick Claxton is at 8,000 tonight at the center position. So what about Embiid tonight, Davis? You got to fit him in the lineup, or do you go cheaper on this option?
I mean, if Embiid does play, he does project the best of anyone in the slate. I mean, I suppose Tatum is close enough. Kyrie, honestly, not to me in the same stratosphere. If Embiid plays, yeah, he is the highest ceiling guy of the slate. I think you want to get a good bit of him. I do really like Sabonis. And then, I mean, the best played center, though, is going to be Alperen Şengün, the center for the Houston Rockets, assuming he doesn't sit with this illness. Obviously he is not this good, but sort of in a very similar way to Nikola Jokic, when Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green are not in there, he just has become the offensive hub. I think he's got over 7 assists in every game that Kevin Porter Jr. has not played. Super high ceiling there, and I think like a passable matchup for him. I do like Claxton. I mean, it's crazy that Claxton is $8,000. Not something I would have had on my bingo card to start the year. And then a couple of guys that I think you can punt with, Daniel Gafford, Precious Achiuwa. Actually, Achiuwa has been really good for Toronto. He's probably even a little bit better than a punt. And Jakob Poeltl as well against, I just like playing centers against the Kings, really.
All right, so there you go. Set your lineup tonight. By the way, all this information absolutely free over at dailyroto.com. Check out the website. Davis and his team doing a great job getting you all set up for the evening slate tonight and helping you build a lineup as well. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, fantasy baseball season officially starts for a lot of folks in February. Players changing locations in the offseason. Davis and I are going to go through the National Fantasy Baseball Championship's average draft.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Position and talk about three players that could be on our draft board, could be ready to click come draft season. I know I have a couple coming up, so stay on the grid for that. We'll go through that. Also, some fantasy or reality coming up next. Big story of the day, of course, Tom Brady retiring. We're weighing in on that on social media as well. Lots to come on that throughout the day here on Sports Grid. And we'll be back after this quick timeout and be back on Fantasy Sports Today right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Less than 2 weeks away from spring training opening in Florida and Arizona, and some of the season-long drafts getting ready to kick off. And I know Davis and I will be part of these things. So we've had a lot of movement, Davis, in the offseason. You and I are going to dive into some players here on the show. We'll take a look at the average draft position of several players. And by the way, this is courtesy of the National Fantasy baseball championships, which is a lot of drafting and holding, not a lot of picking up and dropping. And again, some of these early drafts going on right now. So without further ado, let's dive into three players, two in the top 100 today. So these are earlier round draft picks, especially the first player we're going to talk about here, Davis, which is Dalton Varsho, a player I know that you were a fan of the last couple of years. And this is the highest he's being drafted in 3 years, basically. And he's even gone in the late first round or early second round in some drafts. His ADP is inside the top 50. And 21 is the earliest he's gone in the NFBC. And the latest is around the eighth round. And Davis, there's, people may be wondering, I don't get it. Why is Dalton Varsho being drafted so high in fantasy leagues? And there really is one reason. So I think that it brings up the larger question conceptually on how you draft. Because while Dalton Varsho is a really good player, the reason why he's going so high is because he qualifies a catcher. And that's the only reason. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be inside the top 50. I'm guessing he still would be inside the top 100. So is that a reason enough for you to invest in this player as high as he is going? Because that's the primary reason here.
Yeah, I mean, I have always really liked Dalton Varsho. Just the idea of getting stolen bases from your catcher, always pretty nice. And Varsho is, he profiles as sort of like a potential 30-15 guy, like not a horrible batting average based on what he did in the minors. Now, the reality of what he has done in Major League Baseball is very different. Now, he was awful in 2020. We were all excited for him in 2020. He really was not good. Sub 200, three home runs, struck out a bunch, barely walked. He got significantly better in 2021, but was still like a part-time player. He only got 284 plate appearances. He was up and down. They would play him at catcher some. They'd play him at outfield some. And then in 2022, it finally happened, right? Still huge hole in his swing. So he's not going to help you in the batting average at all. It's going to be one of those guys you take early in your drafts and you're like, all right, well, I better take, I got to take a batting average guy later. I got to take Luis Arraez or someone like that later on to balance that out. But 27 home runs, 16 steals from a catcher, pretty good. Also, people I think are reasonably pretty excited about an actual useful left-handed bat being in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, Craig, how many times last year were we looking at this Blue Jays lineup like, what? Bradley Zimmer is the only left-hander on the freaking roster. It's terrible. They got no one who can hit from the left side. Now, this will be his last year eligible as a catcher because, my understanding, I don't think they're going to play him at catcher at all. So it'll be so funny. We'll be looking back at this data 5 years from now. I'll be like, Dalton Varsho was a third-round pick that year, and then he was a 12th-round pick the next year, but his numbers were the same. Which just goes to show you, like, it is all positional and stuff. I would say, honestly, I am in favor of taking him here, though. Like, getting 25 home runs and let's call it 13 steals from your catcher. I mean, it's the same deal as taking Realmuto, right? Like, it is a huge advantage.
Yeah, and Realmuto going higher in drafts, by the way, as he probably should, stealing 30 bases last year or 20 bases last year. Phenomenal year for JT. But these are the first two catchers going in fantasy baseball this year. All right, in the offseason, the consolation prize for some was, landing Dansby Swanson after Trey Turner was off the board and after Correa was off the board, and even after some other guys were off the board too, like Xander Bogaerts. So Dansby Swanson lands in Chicago, Davis, and hitting environment could be about the same, but clearly the lineup won't be as good as the one that he had in Atlanta. His ADP right now is 78. I'm guessing some Cubs fan or some Braves fan took him as high as 21. I don't get this one at all. And he's gone as high as 113 overall. So the age-old question on Swanson, Davis, is that did he have the year that he had last year in a walk year to get the contract he did, and how will that translate now that he's in a long-term deal in the future? Because who we saw last year was probably the best year of his career. And great timing, by the way, for him too. He'll bat in a really prime position, maybe more so in the Cubs lineup than he did with the Atlanta Braves. But I don't know that it's a reasonable expectation to ask him to do what he did last year, this year in Chicago.
No, I agree with you. And also, I mean, if you look at why he was so good for fantasy last season, 25 home runs, that's good. 18 stolen bases, that's pretty good. I mean, those are good numbers. Not first round numbers, not second round numbers, but pretty good. Also, like, not a batting average killer, so that is good. But what really propelled him up, you know, the player rater and the things like that, 99 runs, 96 RBIs. Those are really good middle infield numbers. You know, mostly you're kind of looking for those categories from your first base, from your utility slot, and from your outfielders, middle infielders. Your kind of batting average steals are going to be good categories there. I mean, do we think that as a member of the Chicago Cubs, he's even going to get close? Do we think that's more like 70 runs, 70 RBIs? I mean, I guess maybe he'll be in a better lineup spot for RBIs because he might bat, I would assume he'll bat third, maybe fourth for the Chicago Cubs. But the Cubs stink, and that's a huge problem when you're when you're drafting a guy to be a five category producer, but then he's a two category producer or a two and a half category producer. Not as great. I mean, to me, it seems like a pass to me. Just it seems like the projections, I think, are appropriately down on him. You know, projecting him for like way worse batting average than last year, way worse runs, way worse RBIs. So I think this seems a bit rich.
Yeah, it generally speaking, it's best to bet against the guy who just signed the long term extension. That's not to say that he won't do exactly what he did last year, but if you looked at data from the past 10 guys who signed huge long-term deals and switched locations, you'd probably find seven that the numbers went down the following year. So this is a player here that if you're planning on drafting this fantasy draft season, you probably should consider taking him now at his price, because the hype is always going to be bigger once spring training starts, Davis. And once fans see Kodai Senga pitch I'm not sure if he's pitching the World Baseball Classic, but once he puts on that Mets uniform and once he throws five innings and strikes out five in a spring training game, you can bet that this ADP is going to rise and rise in a big way. His ADP right now is just inside the top 200, and he's gone as high as 100 and as low as 400 in fantasy drafts. And my guess is he went this low in the very first, you know, beginning of the offseason when he wasn't on a team. So this is the hype train, Davis, and how it works. We saw this. We've seen this a lot. We've seen it with Daisuke Matsuzaka. You know how it works. He's on TV. People get excited. He's on the Mets. He's in New York. So, I don't know what he's going to be. His numbers do indicate probably a little bit better than what his ADP is showing right now. But I would guess that by the time we get to the end of March, his ADP goes from 196 to maybe 130, 140. I just have a feeling that that's going to happen once he starts getting the attention that has generally happened. Yu Darvish, same thing. Guys just get inflated once they put on the uniform and pitch.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going to be a shiny new toy. He plays for a big market team, so there's going to be plenty of cover. You know, you're going to be watching MLB Network, Baseball Tonight, whatever. You're going to see him. I mean, the guy was absolutely phenomenal, way, way more than a strikeout per inning in the Japanese league, which, by the way, in the Nippon league, you might be like, well, yeah, obviously it's like a very contact heavy league. Like the way they play, like these guys do not generate strikeouts necessarily the way that you would think. Now, obviously Steamer and Zips know all this, right? I mean, it's not perfect. No one would say that Triple A numbers convert perfectly, that Nippon League numbers, that the Korean League, it doesn't translate perfectly. But this is the Steamer projection for Sengai: 7.7 K per nine, 3.3 walks per nine, 5.1 ERA. I mean, to me, that seems a little high, right? Just kind of based on I just read a couple scouting reports on this guy. That all seems a little bit high. I'm comfortable taking stabs on a guy like this at this cost, just because, I mean, if you get 170 innings from a guy in the 17th round, that might be, I mean, that's like a win anyway, right? Even if the ratios are not that good. But I mean, obviously he could be way better than this, Craig, but I think you're 100% right. Like, this dude gets, you know, he one spring training appearance, he strikes out the side, and you know, then you have someone breathlessly talking about him on Baseball Tonight, and then all of a sudden he's an eighth round pick and there's absolutely no profit left in the price tag. That to me totally feels like the most common. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, I don't know what his schedule will be, but that'll be part of what happens. And I just look at track record for players have come over from Asia and have pitched in the States and have made their first spring training appearance. Now, again, this could work conversely. He could make an appearance, Davis, look horrible and walk five guys and get go, shell. Oh, this guy's so good. Like, that could happen, but unlikely. Unlikely when they see his stuff for the first time. And remember, if he does pitch in spring training, whatever lineup he faces is going to be watered down with a lot of players playing in the World Baseball Classic, too. So, you know, I think that the analysis we're giving is if you're doing drafts right now, which you're probably not, but if you are, you probably should take this guy if you feel strongly about it, because you're just not going to have that opportunity in a month from now, would be our guess. All right, coming up next, time to play a little fantasy or reality here on the show. We got news yesterday on Sean Payton. I said he would not coach the Denver Broncos, remember, on yesterday's show.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
And here he is, coaching the Denver Broncos. So good call by me. Totally wrong. Glad we have that here on the show to talk about. We'll hit that for you next as we continue on Fantasy Sports Today right after this break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you're following us on Twitter right up until and through the Super Bowl next Sunday, because we're going to be live in Glendale, Arizona, now 1 week away, less than a week away. We will be out there. All of the shows will be out there. Davis and I will be right camped here, ready to do our show here. But regardless, all of the folks here at Sports Grid, Scott Farrell, Ben Stevens, Gabe Morency, everyone will be out there. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV for all of our coverage. Our great social media team will be posting all the videos, comments, and I'm sure a lot of picks before the Super Bowl as well. Davis, very funny podcast yesterday, or it may have been 2 days ago, PFT commenter, of course, Pardon My Take, Barstool Sports, talking to former running back in the NFL who had a tremendous, like, 2-3 year run out of nowhere with the Houston Texans. And that is, of course, Arian Foster. I think he led the league in rushing and was not in the first 50 picks in fantasy football that year, Davis. That was an incredible season. Ended up with the Dolphins at the end. Basically, they're going through this whole bit about how the whole thing, that the whole season is scripted. The whole NFL season from start to finish is scripted, which caught the attention of a lot of people who have been saying that the NFL in some way is rigged and scripted for the whole season. So pretty funny to see that.
Yeah, I mean, which I think is like a reaction to this thing that I talked about in the Sports Grid 60 yesterday, which is just the idea that these insane people on social media just like truly believe that these games are rigged, that the referees are in on it, that the league that the leagues, NFL, NBA, that they are deciding the winners before these games. And it's so funny, Craig, that I saw that clip this morning from Arian Foster, because I did a podcast yesterday with Patrick Laird, formerly of the Dolphins, now of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he did the same bit. He was like, yeah, you know, so Saturday night before the game, we meet with the refs, you know, some of the Thursday night games, it's difficult. We meet over Zoom and the league officials are on the Zoom and they're telling us, okay, you got to take an injury here, ref, you got to miss this call here. And but it does point at this thing that, which honestly, you know, look, we all love sports betting. Clear drawback of sports betting is some people are just not responsible enough to understand that they were wrong and that they lost and that they got unlucky. You know, that's totally a part of it. But yeah, this whole cultural idea of like rigged sporting events is having a real moment in culture right now, for sure.
I wonder if we had social media in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Davis, how this could be perceived differently. Because first of all, I never would believe it from the beginning, but it was at least more conceivable, Davis, when, you know, baseball players were making 30 grand and football players were making 50 grand. It's like, yeah, I mean, you could, you know, in sports betting, maybe if it was legal at that time, you could say, well, you know, you could make a case for some of this stuff. But the fact that these athletes are making millions of dollars, do people not realize that they don't care about your $10 parlay? Like, I mean, it's just, it can't be stated enough. All right, time now for some fantasy or reality. It was about 1 year ago at this time, Tom Brady announced to the world that he was retiring from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and from the NFL. And then that lasted about a month. And then Tom Brady unretired and said that he is coming back to play another season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And truthfully, even though this season did not go the way that probably most thought it would go, Brady did not have a bad season. Did he have a Brady season? Maybe not. But he did not have a bad season. Regardless, this morning, he goes on social media, goes out on the beach, takes a walk, apparently. It looked like, I think, between Miami Beach and like North Miami. I think he lives somewhere in between there. But he lives in South Florida, so it's like mid-beach, I think is what they call it. Not South Beach, north of there. Brady says, I'm retired. That's it. Raw, uncut. 1 minute. I'm in. I'm out. And that's the end. But now the questions are coming, because this can't be real, Davis. Can it? Maybe that wasn't even Tom Brady doing the video. Who knows? Maybe it was somebody else. Fantasy or reality? Tom Brady will stay retired.
Man, I've gone back and forth on this like 10 times already this morning. And ultimately, this is where I think I've landed. I think right now, in his heart of hearts, Tom Brady believes, I'm done. I'm out. That's it. I think we're going to be April, May, June. Let's say May. And Brady's kind of getting the itch. He's like, I played a bunch of golf. I've been on a bunch of dates with beautiful supermodels. You know, I got a good schedule established with my children and with my ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife. Like, we're in a good routine here. And you know what, man? I am bored. I'm bored. He's so bored. He doesn't know what to do with his time. He just is going to be sitting in one of his palatial estates, you know, eating avocados or whatever. And he's going to be like, you know what? I think I would be the best quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, or I would be the best quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders or whoever. So that's ultimately, I'm going to say fantasy. I think Tom thinks this is true right now, but I bet we are going to hear rumblings of, Maybe it won't ever happen, but I bet it will come out at some point that Brady reconsiders this second retirement at some point.
Yeah, I think it would be reality to hear the rumors. I think that is fair. Some quarterback will go. Listen, we've been hearing about Philip Rivers coming back now for 2 years too.
Sure.
You know, different category of quarterback, you know, obviously. Look, it's hard to get into somebody's life and to get into somebody's head here, but I think Brady would look so foolish if he came back after this one. I'm going to say reality. I'm going to say he stays retired. And the other thing that I would say, too, is that if he didn't have the Fox gig, Davis, I may go with you on this one. But I think that he is going to dive all into this thing. I think he probably sees the other TV commenters and is like, you know what? I want to be the best at this now. This is going to be my thing. I'm getting $30 million. I think am I right about that? Is it something insane that he's going to get to do this? And I believe he's paired with Kevin Burkhardt. Greg Olsen, I thought, did a great job. Maybe they could figure out a way to keep those two together and just put Brady with someone else. But I think this is it. By the way, there are reports that Brady will not be part of Fox's Super Bowl coverage. Again, that could change by next week, too. Regardless, I say stays retired. I say reality, and he's on TV doing games. And I'm with you. I think he does a good job at this next year, too. All right. Well, yesterday, if you caught our show, we talked about the different quarterback carousel that was going on and how nobody wanted to coach the Denver Broncos, including D'Amico Ryans. Well, we found a winner. Sean Payton has decided that he is going to take over as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. And the Broncos end up giving up that first round pick that they have and even another pick to get to Sean Payton. Have we heard the terms of financially how much he's gotten? Because I'm going to guess he's the highest paid coach in the history of the National Football League to do this, because why else would he? Fantasy reality, Sean Payton, Davis, will win a Super Bowl like he did with the Saints. This time he'll do it with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, no chance, man. Like, literally no chance. According to reports, Payton is set to make between $17 and $20 million per season, I think, based on incentives. To give you an idea, I think Hackett's contract was $12 million. So pretty big difference between the two of those guys. But yeah, I mean, no, like, this is not happening, man. Now Payton, I think, is a good coach. And I think certainly coaches probably have the biggest impact on win probability if they're good than anyone other than the quarterback, right? You know, like, in terms of, like, going for it, optimizing, like, just there's so much stuff that a coach is optimizing for. So I don't even think, I'm not even in the camp that this was a bad idea, the Broncos shouldn't have done this, whatever. But let's just call a spade a spade. They barely have any first round picks for the next 3 years. They've got a very talented defense, less talented after trading away Bradley Chubb, but they are tied to the biggest albatross contract in professional sports. I don't think there is a worse contract in professional sports than the Russell Wilson contract. Now, again, maybe Sean Payton fixes him. Maybe. I doubt it. But even if he does, these are the quarterbacks in the AFC right now. Joe Burrow, 25 years old. Josh Allen, 26 years old. Patrick Mahomes, 27 years old. Justin Herbert, 24 years old. Trevor Lawrence, 23 years old. It's impossible. Not only will he not win the Super Bowl, he will never win the AFC with the Denver Broncos. So I got fantasy.
Yeah, this is pretty easy fantasy. It reminds me a little bit, and I know it didn't end well for John Gruden, Davis, but I mean, John Gruden, how many jobs could that guy have taken while he was doing Monday Night Football? I don't know, 5, 6, 10, 15? And he held out, and then eventually, Davis, someone came to him and said, we're going to stupidly pay you the most money in the history of the NFL to be the head coach of Las Vegas Raiders. What was Gruden supposed to do? $10 million a year at the time. He's like, all right, fine, you got me. Like, and this is Sean Payton. All right, fine, you got me. $17 million. I mean, like, how is he supposed to say no? And the point you made, I think, is true. Let's say he gets Russell Wilson 25% better. 25% better next year. They still stink. They are not going to win anything. The only hope I would say for Sean Payton for this to be real is if they could get out of Russell Wilson in 2 years and they redo this thing and Sean Payton comes out and says, you know what? I want to draft a new quarterback. We're going to start over. We're going to do things differently, because the roster that he has this year, there is no chance. Could Denver win under Payton next year? 8-9? Of course. That could happen. Anything can happen in the NFL. But they ain't winning 13 games next year. There's no way. He took the bag, and good for him. I don't blame him at all. But this came down to the money. There's no question in my mind, when someone offers you that kind of money, like three times maybe what Lovie Smith got in Houston, it's embarrassing. Fantasy, no chance. No chance he'll even get to a Super Bowl in Denver. All right, in the world of streaming services, we actually found out some interesting stuff yesterday. Maybe we'll talk about it on Newswire, that YouTube dropped MLB Network over a dispute. Cord cutting is huge, Davis. And Showtime is now partnering up with Paramount Plus. Now, Paramount Plus is a lot of the CBS programming, if I'm not mistaken, and then some old NBC stuff as well. Fantasy reality, you subscribe to Paramount Plus.
So I do have a Paramount Plus subscription. This is so funny how this works. So I used to do some contributing work for a CBS offshoot site called Sportsline. I used to do a little bit of writing for this site, to which they gave me comped access to the site, right? That was just part of it. So my email, I have access to all this CBS premium stuff. CBS ran a promotion where if you had a Sportsline account, you got Paramount Plus. So, but obviously I don't have any payment information on file. Like, sure. I never put my credit card in. My account was just granted access in perpetuity. So because that never got turned off, I have Paramount Plus for free forever as a result of that. So I don't pay for it, but I do have it.
Yeah, I have so many streaming services. Like, when they make fun of people for having to subscribe to a million things, like, I'm that person for sure. In addition to even having DirecTV too, this is the one I don't have. This is the one that I do not have. I do not have Paramount Plus. I am aware of it. And obviously watching the AFC Championship, my gosh, like how many things for this Picard show did they show, the Star Trek show? I almost want to watch the show after so many of the commercials for that. But no, I do not have Paramount Plus. Nothing against it. Really good programming, I'm sure. But I am not one that owns that one. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. Coming up next, it's the Sports Grid 60, and then we turn it over to the early line at the top of the hour. I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Former NFL quarterback Phil Simms will be on our show. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Catch us at 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire. We've got former NFL great Phil Simms on our show today, of course, talking about Tom Brady retiring and also previewing the Super Bowl. But before we get there, let's wrap our show up here. Here's Davis with the Sports Grid 60.
I'll just do a little bit of early Super Bowl analysis here. I'm already getting in the mentality. It's February 1st, so it's officially Super Bowl month. I've made one Super Bowl wager already up into this point because I saw a plus 135 on Patrick Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP. And honestly, I think I'm just going to ride with that instead of betting on the spread or the money line of the game, because there are like 98% of the scenarios where the Chiefs win and Mahomes wins Super Bowl MVP, because like at the end of the day, if the game is 13-3, like the Edelman MVP year or whatever, Chiefs ain't winning that game. If this game goes under, that's an Eagles victory the whole way. So that is an early Super Bowl take here on Fantasy Sports Today.
It's February 1st. For me, it means a lot of things. It means we're getting closer to the Super Bowl, but it also means we are finally getting closer to baseball season. That is right. Pitchers and catchers in 2 weeks. By the way, pitchers and catchers on the teams that are playing in the World Baseball Classic report in 12 days to camp. So that means here on this show, get ready, because we got a lot of fantasy baseball discussion coming. We're doing NFBC average draft position every single day here on the show. And immediately after the Super Bowl, Davis and I will be diving in very hard, helping you win your fantasy baseball league this year. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks, of course, to our great producers. Of course, thanks to my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. The early line is coming up next. And then 2 o'clock Eastern, I'm back with you for Newswire. Our guests today here on the show include, as I mentioned, Phil Simms is on the program today. Pat Evans from Legal Sports Report is also on the show. Jacob Kamiker from The Sporting News. Follow us on Twitter. Rebecca and the social media team are going to tweet that schedule out for you. We do it every single day now here on the show. Check it out then. Have a great day, everyone. See you back here. 2 o'clock Eastern.
Looking for more than just pain relief?
At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.